This is Center Stage Minnesota. Center Stage Minnesota is our show at Northern Community Radio, where we focus on the talents of Minnesota musicians. I'm Charlie Polkerbeck. I'm your host for Center Stage Minnesota today, and we've got a feature band from Duluth Saint Anyway. We've got a feature on that band coming up a little bit later. Last fall when they were in town, I sat down with one of the three main members of the band, Dane, and we had a conversation, and we're going to hear that a little later along with, a few tunes from them as well. We're going to start off with something from the Secret Stash, Twin Cities Funk and Soul, Lost R&B Grooves from Minneapolis, St. Paul, 64 to 79 release. And this one is from Dave Brady and the Stars, Riding High.
Well, they Lake Michigan ain't no river, and Chicago be no hilly town. Well, Lake Michigan ain't no river, and Chicago be no hilly town. They look like that little woman trying to tear my reputation down. I spoiled that woman, letting her live in the bed and breathe. Yes, I spoiled that woman, letting her live in the bed and breathe. It look like she got so educated, man, she don't want to pull me. Get my ham bone boiled. Well, I'm going to Chattanooga to get my ham bone boiled. It look like these Memphis women have let my ham bone spoil. I got to shout, sister, shout. I got to shout, sister, shout. I'm going to shout, sister, shout. Well, I know that little woman sure got to jump and shout, praise the Lord up and out from my. I know that little woman sure got to jump and shout, praise the Lord up and out from my. I know that little woman sure got to jump and shout. You ought to say that. You ought to say what?
Coming for my D-boys. Man at the mill can't see. Boy, you let me get my feed for free. And ain't that the way it is? Well, I cut out down the gravel road, and I traded my stock for a V8 Ford. My dad's 410-9 on the floorboards, and title road down to me, boys. That gasoline ain't free. This clutch is wearing out my knee. And ain't that the way it is? But a brother told me, bust my job. I talked to his sister again. Told me I wouldn't win in this. Blood running out of my chin. Now, ain't that the way it is? So I spent all night on the barroom floor. I woke this morning, my head was sore. My pockets empty, but I want some more. And bar man, he got my call. Tabs worth more by far. And I leave it down at the bar and say, ain't that the way it is? Job on a family farm, but times are hard, I can't roam, and I ain't got nothing more. Oh, the company store, the roads are looking good for sure, but ain't that the way it is? Well, I worked on summer conservancy, and I gave all of my money to the government. I don't know quite how I got spent, but the bag's coming from my deed, boy. Man at the mill can't see, boy. Let me get my feet for free, boys, ain't that the way it is?
Well, that that's Charlie Parr, and he recorded that one at our studios at KEXE, Northern Community Radio Studios in Grand Rapids, and that's 1922 Blues. Before that, Corner Ray and Glover, Shout Sister Shout, One Foot in the Groove is the name of the record on that one. Dave Brady and the Stars, Riding High from the Twin Cities, Funk and Soul, Lost R&B Grooves, 64 to 79. Let me get that out. Yep, 64 to 79 is the dates of these singles pulled together on this great compilation put out by Secret Stash Records down in Minneapolis. And that Charlie Parr song is one that Saint Anyway will get that out and do a great job of it, and it's very entertaining because Charlie Parr is a big influence on them. And Spider John Kerner, and I'm sure Kerner Ray and Glover in general are big influences for Charlie Parr. So we kind of had a little thread running through there. Well, we're going to head into the interview with Dane from Saint Anyway now. It also includes Tony Peterson and Jamie Calistad, and also Ben Cosgrove is on the keys from time to time with them. The core group are Dane, Jamie, let me get this right here. Dane Levinsky, bass guitar, Tony Peterson, banjo, kick drum at times and vocals, and Jamie Calistad, guitar, harmonica, and vocals. And then you will hear some Ben Cosgrove, at least definitely on their studio records as well, playing the keys. And they came through Bemidji last fall, and they're just such a fantastic band. They work so hard. I can't really believe the progress both that they've made in the time from really their first awareness of people, anybody around northern Minnesota, and they just tour like crazy. I really haven't seen anybody with a better work ethic than with the guys in this group. And so don't be surprised if this is the next Trampled by Turtles or somebody that goes from this club level where they're putting in the time, willing to travel and have lives on the road, at least for now. And all of a sudden, they just shoot to the next level and all that hard work pays off. From Saint Anyway 2, 2010 release, we're going to let Goodbye Carolina Rose bring us in to this interview.
Say goodbye, Carolina Rose. Well, I remember in my hometown, I met a pretty girl there. Well, I remember in my hometown when I met a pretty girl there. And her little white dress at the county fair. Took my hand, we made some plans, and our love did grow. She took my hand, we made some plans, and our love did grow. But as sure as those seasons change, her heart grew cold. So goodbye, Carolina Rose. In town to see some friends I had. I went up to a mountain town to see some friends I had. When I came back down, my little girl gone mad. She said, I'm leaving you, what else can I do? You ain't the man you used to be. Said, I'm leaving you, what else can I do? You ain't the man you used to be. There's plenty of pretty women, so that's just fine with me. Say goodbye, Carolina Rose. Home
on my own bills. Now I live alone in my little home and I pay all my own bills. And if she don't love me, I bet her sister will. So goodbye, Caroline Road.
Yeah, you just let those problems slide right off your back, guys. That is Saint Anyway from their release called Two. Goodbye, Carolina Rose. You're listening to Center Stage Minnesota, and Center Stage Minnesota is an original series produced by Northern Community Radio and broadcast on the stations of Ampers. Find us online at kaxe.org. Program support comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. And here is my interview with Dane Levinsky of St. Anyway.
I'm curious. It seems like there's a real history with or some interesting backgrounds or resumes or whatever you want to call it with the guys in the band. Now, I didn't see evidence on this online, but somebody told me, a friend told me, and maybe I'm not sure if this is true, but Tony, he went to Juilliard. Is that true?
Jamie went to Yale.
Oh, Jamie went to Yale.
Yep. Tony went to Berklee School of Music in Boston.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that music school.
And then what about you?
I went to McNally Smith School of Music in St. Paul. So we were all rooted in music, and even Jamie going to Yale was very involved in the choir groups and some other groups that he had started out there. So.
Okay, yeah. I saw some things about Spizwinks. Is that the
Spizwinks? Yes, Spizwinks, he was very involved. Okay. That's one of those old Yale singing groups,
he specialized in some Michael Jackson.
Some Michael Jackson, yes, it's a very famous video now. Much more views than any Saint Anyway video up to date. But yeah, he did specialize in some Michael Jackson and some fun stuff like that.
Cool, and then you guys hail from the Cloquet-Esco area?
Yeah, obviously. Cloquet, we were all born and raised there, went through high school. I was the oldest. I graduated in 2005 from Cloquet, and then Jamie behind me in 06 and Tony in 07. So we all knew each other in high school, didn't have the band formed then, but definitely knew each other and played in different acts together here and there.
And then I talked to Ben Cosgrove a little bit in Park Rapids. You guys picked him up in
Harvard.
Boston?
Yeah. I have been playing bass for the group for 2-3 years. And when I first started, Jamie was going to Yale at the time, and Tony was in Boston. So when they went back for the school year, I stayed back here, and they still wanted a bass player. So a friend of a friend of Jamie's really introduced him to Ben, who at that time played upright bass. Then as that formed, we came back and I just took on a full-time role with the band. Ben was still involved, but on his keys then, which he's very good at.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, so we're very happy to still have him on board doing that.
You guys all stayed in touch, the three of you, after high school, or was it a little more of a coincidence that you came back together?
No, think social media, I guess, at that time, MySpace. So I was out of the picture after 2005. I left Cloquet, and that's kind of when they started playing together a lot more. Jamie and Tony did, and they started saying anyway, had a few gigs. I had moved to St. Paul, and kind of it was MySpace back then. Saw via MySpace that they were playing the Hat Trick Lounge. So they had formed at the tail end of Jamie's high school career, the beginnings of St. Anyway, and then it was kind of a summer gig because everyone often did their own thing. So that summer, I saw them and said, well, you could use a bass player, and kind of weaseled my way in through there, and then very much became a part of the band soon after.
And do you guys songwrite together, or is it who's got the...
Yeah, the songwriting process is pretty unique as far as a band's concerned. Tony and Jamie do the primary songwriting and kind of just write their songs with their respective instrument and kind of have a very strong idea before it's brought to the whole band, lyrics and melody and chords and all that. Once it gets to the band, though, there's a lot of discussion. We play through the songs, and then we flesh it out into a Saint Anyway tune. It becomes very much something different when we all three put our input. if it's Jamie's tune, especially lately with the newer songs he's been writing, there's a lot of, he's thinking of bass lines for me to play or ideas of grooves, and then I go with that. And then Tony's always got his banjo parts. If Tony's written the song, then Jamie has to learn the guitar part and adds his own influence. So it's very much comes together in that route instead of us sitting in a room thinking of what we should write next together.
It seems like there's, you know, song construction that's interesting, and then there's also the attitude or the lyrics and kind of the attitude. And I really enjoy the sort of the dry sense of humor that's applied. You know, the songs are, some of the bluegrass bands out there, you feel like it's just more straightforward, but you guys kind of throw in different ways of, different thoughts that are kind of, I don't know if you want to call them modern or maybe outside mm-hmm. of what you'd think for bluegrass or something like that.
Yeah, it definitely, I think, comes from our influences, which the three of us have very different influences, which I think is great, but I think it really helps us that we have our own instrument and that's all we play. You know, we don't, like our studio albums, we, you know, we have Ben on the keys, but we very much kind of have our sound. But I think from there we can do a lot of different things. We try different things. Like, we might be limited by three instruments, but we look at it as an opportunity to try new things with those instruments. And especially lyrically, that's when I think the biggest departure comes from the traditional bluegrass styles, because we're influenced by, you know, more rock, you know, the alt bluegrass scenes, and the new Americana stuff that's going on that really isn't as traditional. And I guess there's some classic rock influences that seep into, obviously still listen to bluegrass and that, but I think the influences or the inspirations to write songs don't really come from the bluegrass realm as much.
Wake up in the morning to whistles and bells. The city's got its stories to tell. Voices lift easy, they come out like the ocean swells. Tonight I'm looking far past a bottle in my hand. Sometimes it's all the truth I can stand. I just follow the way the wind, it blows my plans. And I, oh I'm tied to your tracks, love. I wish that I am your last love. The dream comes to me like a memory, and I rise above once again. Find me and I'll turn to words how I should have fallen for a bluebird. At least you know each spring they always return. And I've learned to capture this mixture of shadows and glory, hang them up like pictures on the wall. I stay laughing through my tears after it all. And I, oh I am tied to your tracks, love. I wish that I am your last love. The dream comes to me like a memory, and I rise above once again. I
to your tracks, love. I wish that I am your last love. The dream comes to me like a memory, and I rise above, and I rise above.
Saying anyway, he put out two full-length records in 2012. If that isn't a testament to working hard. That one was from the first one, Here on the Ground, Tied to Your Tracks, from Saying Anyway. Here's more of that conversation with Dane Levinsky of Saying Anyway.
So was this a full effort from you guys right from the start? I mean, in terms of like everybody's investment and touring and all the time?
It was not. It was always a summer thing. It's always been serious. We always wanted to play a lot and do as much as we could in the time we had. And we all kind of went off to different schools and colleges from Cloquet, but we would all come back for the summer. And it was very much kind of a full-time gig throughout the two and a half months home from school. And then, you know, back to Cloquet for the summer. It changed a few years ago when I think Tony and Jamie both graduated at the same time from college, and then it was the decision, you know, what do we want to do? And all three of us made the, you know, the choice, the commitment to take it full time, and we've been doing that ever since. But yeah, it's very much the three of us, thankfully, which is, you know, unique in some bands, especially younger ones that start out of high school. We all three made the commitment to work as hard as we can at it and make it our primary focus.
It's interesting because you're all kind of businesslike in that way, which is great. It's mm-hmm. it's interesting. You can tell you're very serious about it. But part of the effect of that is that it's kind of difficult to gauge how much you enjoy or are emotionally invested in, mm-hmm. in playing live, or what, how, I guess, just emotional about playing live.
Yeah.
You guys are playing a lot, so I assume yep. you must enjoy it. But what do you have to say about that? I guess it's probably an individual thing. But
yeah, well, it's a very important thing. Something that I think about a lot in the boys. So in November, we'll be releasing a live album. We recorded it a few months back in Duluth, and now we're in the process of listening to that. Before that, we hadn't really listened to what we've played. We play a lot, and now it's listening to it kind of, we're listening to for, you know, tracks that we can use, but we're also just listening to it. And it turned out very well. We're very happy. And I think it's helped because, yeah, when you play so many shows, sometimes it gets to be like next town, next town, next town. But it's very important to really enjoy what we're doing. And I think sometimes sometimes it's easier, sometimes it's harder. But I think now we're finding a great balance. This past few months of shows have, I think, really been fun for us. We've played a lot more festivals and things, and I think, you know, touring and van rides together and stuff, it can be a bit stressful and frustrating at times when you're all together, but I think it's very important to find the joy in it, and that's a balance that we have to find from taking the business side and the, you know, just very much enjoying what we do.
Can you... Maybe the answer is no on this, but have you had any experiences that have been overwhelming, you know, due to it representing some sort of milestone in your minds or mind, or just maybe an artistically profound experience that's been related to being insane anyway so far?
Yeah, well, we've had some goals that we've met, definitely. We're, you know, always looking forward and looking toward new goals, but yeah, there's been definite things. One of our big Duluth influences is Charlie Parr, and we've always been huge fans of him. We had the opportunity to open for him, and kind of now we get to play with him a little more often and see him on routes. And he was one of our very big influences starting on. So that was one of those things where it was great to open for him. But yeah, if you look at the timeline of what shows we were playing and what gigs we were playing, it keeps growing, and that's very encouraging. But this summer has been a lot more of the festivals and the, like you said, with our band, we get to play different types of festivals, like just straight bluegrass, where we are different, but people there really love our sound. We just played the Jack Pine Jamboree. That was in Wisconsin, and that was very much a kind of a old-timey bluegrass festival. And when we played it, we were very well received. And then at the same time, there's a Porcupine Mountain Music Festival where it embraces all sorts of music, and we're very much fit in there too. So that's nice. But yeah, we're always looking forward and finding new ways to advance.
You guys have pretty much covered the whole country in the tour in the last couple of years, it appears. Mm-hmm. How many dates are you averaging? You guys are just working really hard.
Yeah, so we do average, like the last calendar year was somewhere upwards of 190 out of 365. It was over half. And when you put that in context of, those aren't just local shows. I mean, we're gone quite a bit. And that's a lot of hours on the road from Colorado and back again. That last February, we went to Texas, Louisiana, and up through the Carolinas and back up, and then our East Coast swings. It's half the year, a little more than half the year that we're gone on tours, and a lot of local shows too, and even shows in Bemidji where it's 3.5 hours, you know, not bad, but so it's a good amount of time that we're on the road.
Indigo City,
Behemoth was the name of the second record released, full-length record released, in 2012 by Saint Anyway, and we just heard Indigo City Blues from that record. This is Center Stage Minnesota. This is our show where we focus on the talents of Minnesota musicians. I'm Charlie Polkerbeck. I'm your host for this edition of Center Stage Minnesota, and today we are focusing hard on the band Saint Anyway. Here's more of that conversation with Dane Levinsky of Saint Anyway. You guys went apart and went to different schools and came back. And was there much choice about deciding on Duluth as a home base? Was there much thought about it, I guess? Or was it just going to happen?
Yeah, I think it just happened, actually. There, it's comfortable. We all had and have family there, which when you go away to different schools and whatnot, when you come back, you know, family is very important just for support, you know, place to stay and whatnot. So when it came time to be like, you know, we could have relocated to, you know, the East Coast, where Jamie and Boston both had a very strong community out there and still do. That's why we tour out there. But I think Duluth made a lot of sense. The Duluth scene, music scene, is great. There's a lot of bands, like we said, Charlie, Parr, and there's a lot of groups still playing there, and a lot of fans come out to the shows there. We all three did live in Minneapolis for a time, and we just found ourselves still driving up to Duluth a lot for shows. So, yeah, we love to call Duluth home. It feels like home for all of us, and that's kind of where we are target, and we go out from there, play different places.
It's certainly an interesting what's developed there. I mean, Minneapolis is certainly a fertile ground, but it seems somehow different, somehow, I don't know. It's a, well, like Tegan Lexi said, you don't really need to. There's no reason to put on leather pants unless that's what you really want to do.
Exactly, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So. There are some leather pants, but it's just, yeah, it's not like a fashion thing. It's just kind of what people want. Yeah, it's, it's getting to the point where some people are making the drive up from Minneapolis to see Duluth groups. And it's just one of those things. There's great venues there, comfortable venues, and then it's not very spread out. You know, you could go on Superior Street at any time. You could go, you know, from Tycoons to, you know, Fitgers, Carmody. There's just so many great venues on that strip, and you go around to Superior too, and it's easy to find good music. There's a lot of good, talented musicians playing there at this point.
Any of you have a tough choice or have decided between the more classical or academic route in music? Or, I mean, what you guys are doing, I guess, is probably what that crowd would refer to as popular music, which pretty much is everything but classical.
Exactly, so. Yeah. I don't think so. I think this is always what kind of we wanted. The Saint Anyway sound just started because, you know, Jamie had a guitar, Tony had a banjo, and, you know, I picked up the bass, and it's just what we felt comfortable playing. We had, like I said before, so many different influences. I did study at McNally. I studied a lot of classical music, and I did delve into some score writing and some more what they'd call serious music writing, but it's a very disciplined art, and I just have so much more fun touring and playing, you know, in a bluegrass band. It was never a struggle, I don't think, for any of us to choose this as the route musically we wanted to take.
Well, it sure appears that you guys are on some sort of destined path. I think the only question is it tomorrow or, you know, a year? I don't know. The way you guys work, and it almost, some bands seem like the next record being as good as the last one or better doesn't always seem to be something you want to bet on or that you have a strong, that you know for sure that's going to happen. But with you guys, I just kind of see this progression, and it's great now. So it's really interesting to see the way that you guys apply yourself and what kind of great art is coming from it. And then when you combine it with your work effort, it just seems like
it's gonna break even bigger when you know as you guys push along. So.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I think it's really special and unique that you know we're from Cloquet, like we all went to the same high school, but we have the same goals, and I think in a band, so many different things can happen. And then even with Ben, who joins us whenever he can, Ben Cosgrove out in Boston, that, you know, bands are a hard thing, you know, so many individuals, and we're very much three different individuals. But I think from the beginning, we saw that we had the same goals. We love music, we love to play, and we were determined, and also a good work ethic. And in music, I think we just always wanted to play, you know, play as good as we can every show. It's not like it's just kind of who we are. And that's a unique thing to find three artists that at every show, they just are playing as good as they can every time.
When you combine the collaboration with art, which is basically oftentimes involves a passion,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's always an interesting negotiation trying to basically come to a consensus that hasn't watered anything down or
mm-hmm.
I've always found that fascinating.
Definitely. So. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. This has been great.
Johnny went out walking, he hitched for a ride. He came across a pretty girl who took him inside. And Johnny asked the pretty girl if he could take her hand. She became his wife and they bought a piece of land. Well, they raised up a family and they raised up the wood. They built their first cottage and it held like it should. Well, Johnny told the pretty girl, darling, I love you sure. She looked back at Johnny and said, Johnny, boy, I know, I know. And we all shine a light, little darling. We all want someone. Circles around the sun till it's done. You're the one.
All right.
Johnny went out one day with a shotgun by his side. His family, they didn't trust him to keep him all alive. He stumbled upon a black bear who knocked down his gun. Johnny couldn't reach it, so he fixed up the run. The bear caught up to Johnny and knocked him to the ground. Johnny thought it was little girl, Lord, he beat that bear down. The moral of the story, if there's a woman by your side, there's nothing that a man won't do just to stay alive, stay alive. And we all shine a light, little darling. Tomorrow, just a little. We all dance circles around the sun till it's done. You're the one.
Thanks to Dane Levinsky of St. Anyway for coming in and talking with me last fall when they were in town. And thanks to St. Anyway for coming through northern Minnesota on a regular basis. Rich Madsen, I think Rich is one of the best songwriters that, and will go down that way, from Minnesota. One of the things that, I don't know if he did this on purpose or not, I'm actually thinking not, but it resembles the John Prine's song. Oh crap. Now I'm going to forget the name of the song. anyway, you'll know which one I'm talking about. Eat a Lot of Peaches. That one. And that one is a classic. And when you try to even duplicate the feel of something like that, it's pretty hard. Sometimes it's a, very difficult, task to take on. And whether he tried to do it or not,
I really think that this is a very valid update of the feeling of that song from John Prine, of which I will have the name of when I come back. Here's Country Hilt from Ole Yeller, Rich Madsen's band. This is from their 2006 release, Good Luck.
It's a shame you never there when I wake up. Gonna need the paper down a coffee cup. And you're taking in the gossip around the local coven. When you could be right here taking in some loving. I wouldn't be daydreaming about that other woman if you didn't disregard so much of what I'm feeling. You want me even keel, cool, calm, collected. That ain't me, babe. You're gonna be subjected to my loud voice and simple ways. Look at how much them idiots pay for their Humvees and plasma TVs.
Country Hilt from Ole Yeller, and the song I was referring to from John Prine, A Spanish Pipe Dream. That first record of John's is incredible. Between Illegal Smile, Spanish Pipe Dream, Hello in there, Sam Stone, You Can't Get Into Heaven, or Your Flag Day Call Won't Get You Into Heaven Anymore, and then I think actually Paradise is on that as well. What an incredible debut. So as I was saying, it's very difficult to make an update, whether you're trying to or not, but I really consider that song, Country Hilt, an updated version of what is a fantastic song from John Prine, Spanish Pipe Dream. Charlie Parr has a song on a compilation that House of Mercy Recordings put out. It's called Bird Songs, and it's a bunch of Minnesota bands doing exactly what it looks like. It is their songs that are related to birds, and here's Charlie. This one's called Barn Swallow from Charlie Parr. Thank you.
A nice instrumental there from Charlie Parr. That one's called Barn Swallow. And once again, it comes from Bird Songs, a compilation release 2013 from House of Mercy Recordings, a compilation of different Minnesota artists associated with House of Mercy Recordings singing songs about birds. And we're going to turn right around back to that compilation. This time we're going to go with Angel Sanchez. And His Eye Is on the Sparrow from that same Bird Songs compilation from House of Mercy Recordings to finish us up today on Center Stage Minnesota.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely away from heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know that He watches me. I sing because I'm happy, and I sing because I'm free, for His eye is on the sparrow, and I know that He watches me. Let not your heart be troubled. His tender word I hear, and resting on His goodness, I lose my doubts and fears. Though by the path He leadeth, but one step I may see, His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches. I sing because I'm happy, and I sing because I'm free, for His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches. Whenever I am tempted, whenever clouds arise, when songs give place to sighing, when hope within me dies, I draw the closer to Him. From care He sets me free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow. sorrow, and I know that he watches me. Oh, I sing because I'm happy, and I sing because